Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm Fiona Sturgis. This week, Because the Night.
Take me now, baby, here as I am. Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
America's punk poet queen, Patti Smith, isn't known for being a crowd pleaser. She first made her name in the 1970s on the New York performance poetry circuit, doing readings to a backdrop of squalling feedback courtesy of the guitarist Lenny Kaye. Her first album was Horses in 1975. Its first line is "Jesus died for someone's sins, but not mine." From there, it brims with stream-of-consciousness fury and willfully ignores punk's self-imposed rule about two-minute songs. Instead, she delivered 10-minute epics that referenced her literary heroes, among them Rambo, Blake, and the Beat Poets. Her hit single was never part of the plan. But there is one track in the Smith catalogue that has people leaping about and punching the air at concerts. The song tells of hedonistic abandon, red-hot desire, and love as an angel disguised as lust. Because the Night, from 1978, is, to all intents and purposes, a power ballad, with its big chorus and romantic proclamations, more Pat Benatar than Baudelaire. The song wasn't initially conceived by Smith, but by her fellow New Jerseyite, Bruce Springsteen. He began writing it in 1977 in Los Angeles, during the sessions for his LP, Darkness on the Edge of Town. But Springsteen abandoned it after composing the melody and chorus. Down the corridor from Springsteen, Patti Smith and her band were working on their LP, Easter. Her producer, Jimmy Iovine, was simultaneously engineering for her and for Springsteen, and could be found darting frantically between the two studios. It was Iovine's idea that the song be offered to Smith. Legend has it that Smith wrote the verses while waiting for a phone call from her new boyfriend, Fred Sonic Smith, with whom she would later settle down and have two children. Because the Night was released as a single and it became a huge hit on both sides of the Atlantic. In her book, Just Kids, Smith recalls ambling around downtown Manhattan with her friend and ex-lover, Robert Mapplethorpe, and hearing Because the Night blaring out of successive storefronts. "Patty," he said, "you got famous before me." Mapplethorpe was supportive of Smith's success, but some of her fans were less approving and accused her of selling out. Not that she cared. She told New York Magazine, "I liked hearing myself on the radio. To me, those people didn't understand punk rock at all. Punk rock is just another word for freedom." Springsteen has always credited Smith for turning Because the Night into a hit, though he hasn't altogether relinquished his stake. He frequently performs the song at concerts, replacing the sex-induced sweat of Smith's version with a different kind of perspiration, that of the working man labouring under the hot sun. The The song has become his go-to track for starry duets. In 2004, Springsteen sang it with Michael Stipe from REM in a concert in support of the would-be president, John Kerry. Springsteen also performed it with Bono multiple times. Indeed, one of the song's more startling renditions was during a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 25th anniversary show, when Bono invited both Springsteen and Smith to perform it together with him. They went with Smith's lyrics on that occasion. The song has proved to be cover version catnip to other artists. The band 10,000 Maniacs did an elegant, if somewhat vanilla, interpretation for an MTV Unplugged performance in 1993, complete with a string section. The indie rock band Garbage restored the heat and power for their 2013 collaboration with Screaming Females.
Because the night belongs to lovers, because the night belongs to lovers.
Patti Smith, who's now 69, still delights in playing the song in her live shows. It's a joyful explosion of lust, shoehorned between darker tales of misfits and outsiders.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.